on to old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2022-32, Herring Run.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robinson's going to read a motion into the record for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm one ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the next.
I'm one ahead.
I'm sorry, yeah, I was talking to Mr. Bowen.
I think this is on the agenda for information or.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. And the commission may remember this from the previous meeting where staff had not received the DAR drainage assessment report yet. I can confirm that, having worked with engineering, we have now received that, and that's entered into the record. So the commission could, if they wish, close the public record.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we close the record for 2022-32, Herring Run.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to close the record on subdivision 2022-32, Herring Run. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2022-28, Smoky Hollow.
Mr. Chairman, this is the one Mr. Robinson's going to read a motion for me.
Okay, well, we'll see how well he does.
Okay. Better than me.
I don't know. Did we hear the angel music again? I hope not.
Pretty sure that's just for me.
All right. All right. Mr. Mears' motion is as follows. He moves that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-28 for Smoky Hollow, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking an approval of a cluster subdivision on land zone GR General Residential located within the coastal area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan's future land use map. Two, the property was previously subdivided into 9 separate lots and is currently the site of an event venue approved by ordinance number 2504 as conditional use number 2076. This application seeks to re-subdivide the land into an 82-lot cluster subdivision. For the reasons explained later in this motion, only 81 lots shall be permitted. Three, the subdivision shall have no more than 81 lots on 69.95 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the GR zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, DelDOT has determined that the subdivision will have a minor impact on area roadways. Six, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design that is superior to a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space and buffers. It also complies with the design requirements and review procedures for a cluster subdivision in the coastal area. Eight, the cluster design includes approximately 40 acres of the 69.95 acre site remaining as open space. Nine, the cluster design avoids intrusion onto the wetland areas within the site and provides sufficient buffering between the wetlands and the developed portions of the site. 10, the subdivision generally meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 11, lot 64 shown on the preliminary subdivision plan is an isolated lot that would be set apart from the remaining subdivision and it would require crossing over forested wetlands for access. There was testimony in the record that the development of this lot would have the most impact on not only the environment but also the neighboring residential properties. Testimony from the neighboring property owners indicates that the area where this isolated lot would be located frequently floods. For all these reasons, the area where lot 64 is proposed shall remain undeveloped as part of the common area of the subdivision. 12, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 81 lots within the subdivision. The area where lot 64 is shown on the final site plan shall remain undeveloped as open space. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 40 acres of the site shall remain as open space. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision, with the exception of the frontage along Johnson Road. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees or wetlands currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the wetlands or existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. L, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, there shall be on-site amenities, including a clubhouse and pool. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by Section 99-21E of the Subdivision Code. O, there shall be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all non-tidal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Where trees currently exist in these buffer areas, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas, again using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. The limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan, and there shall be permanent signage every 300 feet identifying the wetlands as non-disturbance areas. P, the recorded restrictive covenants and recorded final site plan shall contain a notice that the development is located in the vicinity of a campground and that hunting activities may occur on other nearby properties. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. And R, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved. Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
You're welcome.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-28 Smoky Hollow for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Before I cast my vote, I'd just like to put it on the record that because of the area surrounding this property, there really was no option for an emergency access, the alternate like we've been requesting. So having said that, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2430, Mark Ball.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2430 for Mark Ball for a small auto repair business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed automobile repair facility is small, and with the conditions and stipulations placed on it, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or communities. It is also small enough that it will not negatively impact traffic or nearby roadways. Two, the site is located in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of use is appropriate in this area according to the Comprehensive Plan. Three, the applicant lives on site and the repairs will occur inside of a separate building on the site. The applicant intends to keep the residential appearance of the property. Four, the use of an automotive repair facility is of public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Two, no parties appeared in opposition to this application and a neighbor testified in support of this application. Six, the recommendations of for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 feet per side shall be permitted. B, any security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. C, all repairs shall be performed inside. No automobile parts shall be stored outside and aside from vehicles with a current registration in the applicant's name, no more than 10 cars shall be parked on the site. D, no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be parked or stored on the site. E, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. F, the parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles shall only be parked within the designated areas. G, no cars shall be sold on the property. H, all oil and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in the appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for disposal of these fluids. I, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. J, the hours of operation shall be 8 through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall not be any Saturday or Sunday hours. K, this conditional use is on a property that is more than 2 acres in size, and not all of it is intended to be used as part of the applicant's business. Therefore, the final site plan shall clearly show the area of the conditional use and the remaining area of the property that is not a part of the conditional use. L, any violation of these conditions may be ground for termination of this conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2430, Mark Ball, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 2013, Four Points Towing and Roadside LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2013 for Four Points Towing and Roadside LLC for a change in zone from the AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the entire property currently has two zoning designations. The area of the property that fronts along Route 13 is zoned C1, while the remainder of the property in the rear is zoned AR1. The applicant seeks to convert the AR1 area to the C3 zoning district. Two, this entire parcel has a history of commercial uses. In 1969, a conditional use was issued to allow the placement of a manufactured home on the property for use as a model home. Then in 1991, by conditional use number 981 and ordinance number 789, the site was approved for use as a truck and auto salvage yard. The applicant has performed a substantial amount of cleanup of the site from its prior use as a salvage yard. The C3 zoning for the rear portion of the property is consistent with a prior intensive use of the property. Three, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Although a number of uses are permitted, this applicant intends to use this site for roadside services and auto repair. Four, this property has frontage along Route 13. Route 13 is considered to be a major arterial roadway according to DLDOT's roadway classification. This is the highest roadway classification issued by DLDOT, and it is an appropriate location for C3 zoning. Five, the parcel is in an area of Route 13 where there are a variety of zoning districts. This includes HI1, C1, CR1, C3, and several residential zoning districts. There are a number of intensive businesses, commercial and industrial uses in the area as well. This rezoning is consistent with the surrounding zoning districts and uses. Six, this property is located in the developing area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This proposed commercial zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Seven, the site is basically surrounded by the municipal boundaries of Delmar. Delmar's future land use map shows this area as an employment industrial office area. This rezoning is consistent with Delmar's nearby land use designations. Eight, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Nine, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. And 10, any future use of this property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2013 Four Points Towing and Roadside LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.